file.
Okay, just stand by for a second. I would so move and object for the moment to make sure we have it. And we're, we've gone back a few years because Mindy is over there writing quickly. I'll make sure Mindy has the conceptual amendment. Page 3, line 15, page 4, excuse me, page 5, line 4. Annette, to add, and a partnership.
Through the chair, Senator Wilkin, it really can't be page 3, line 5. It would be better if it's a conceptual amendment to allow legal services to put it where it needs to go.
Okay. Scott, can you help us? Okay, it's fine.
It's through line 15.
You got him.
It's actually going to be, the first place it would appear is on page 3, line 20, in subsection 4, a partner or agent of a partnership, or limited liability partnership acknowledged that the person signed the instrument.
All right, Annette, let me hold you up right there. So, sure. Mindy, does that help the record? Oh. Okay, Annette, we've just been handed the House version with all the information in it. So the conceptual amendment would be to adopt the
limited
language.
Mindy, limited liability partnership.
Having to do with limited liability partnerships as given to the Senate Secretary and as shown in the House version. Is that conceptual enough for us? Okay, Annette, does that help?
It does, Senator. Thank you.
Okay. Is there objection to adopting conceptual amendment number 2? Seeing none, conceptual amendment number 2 is adopted. Brings us back to Senate Bill 302 is adopted. Anything in closing, Annette?
No, sir. Just thank you very much for hearing the bill.
Thanks for taking your time helping us this morning. Scott, anything else? Okay. Senator Green?
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 302 as amended out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Is there objection to moving Senate Bill 302 as amended? Seeing none, it passes from committee. That completes our agenda for today. If I could just spend a couple of minutes talking schedule. Senator Green?
I would like, earlier you asked if I had anything to announce, and many of us in the last day or so have received a lot of notes and phone calls, and we've seen in the paper where some information contained in our supplemental budget is causing problems around the state. Well, we have I've been working with the department and the governor's office on an interim solution so that vendors and providers of assisted living and healthcare will not have to suffer any undue circumstances. Today at 11:30 in the governor's conference room, there's going to be a press conference, which I'll be attending, and the governor's going to announce several things, one of which includes the provision to bring an interim solution to that, what I would call anomaly for this year, and certainly I can assure everyone that no one at this table anticipated any untoward occurrences and that we are working to solve that and to resolve that situation. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator Green. Thanks for your work and the governor, too, to sort of head that off. I know you were working on that late yesterday afternoon, and this morning it sounds like you and the governor and the House have been successful. So, yeah, thanks for doing that. I had a lot of calls, and I know everybody else did, too. So that should be taken care of. Senator Dyson?
Yeah, can you update me on what our schedule for meetings will be in the next 4 days, 3 days?
I'm going to do that here in a second. Yesterday we talked about the CBR. I just passed out for your information the note that Sheila sent me. So just, okay. We won't meet tomorrow. I don't think we'll meet tomorrow. But we may meet Sunday. Our quandary is we're waiting for the House to transmit the POMV legislation that they've been working on this week. The Senate doesn't have that yet in our possession, so of course we can't refer it and we can't get it to this committee. It's Senator Terrio's intentions to send it directly to Finance, and as soon as it hits us, we would hope that we would bring it to the table and start to discuss it. So that may happen Sunday. So I have all of your phones, and we'll have to make that decision tomorrow. But we'll see. And I couldn't give you odds one way or the other. So if there's a conflict or there's a particular time on Sunday that you'd like to meet or not meet, if you'd let me or Sheila know, and then just stand by. We'll post today. If you'll check after 4 o'clock, we'll post tomorrow's schedule and the same tomorrow for Sunday, but we'll let you know verbally in either case whether we plan on meeting Saturday or Sunday. So with that, I think that's all. Anything else come before the committee? Hey, thanks everybody for your work. Oh, Senator Dyson?
Do you anticipate next week that we'll be meeting in the afternoons?
I'm going to try to stay away from evenings. I would anticipate yes in the afternoons. There's some bills stacked up and they should start to hit us. So we should try to keep 1:30 to 4 available to us and hopefully not have any evening meetings. So, okay, anything else come for us? Thanks everybody for your work.